Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 12, verses 41 to 44. We now come to Christ's own teaching on the subject of money, on the subject of giving. The apostle, especially Paul in 2 Corinthians, will take this up and develop the doctrine in the New Covenant in its fullest detail. But the principles are here. Now, it's going to be relatively easy to speak on it. It's the doing of it. It's the sense of hypocrisy about preaching on it. I often say my prayers, but do I ever pray? And so on. I often do some giving, say, but do I ever really give in the estimate of Christ? Now, let's come to it. We start with the negatives. It's not the status of the people who give. You see, the scribes, the teachers, the teachers of the law, the big wigs, the big men, they're in the wrong box here. Christ commends the widow. It's not the person, the status, the class of the person who's giving. That doesn't make it right. That's not in Christ's reckoning at all. Nor is the amount. The scribes, these teachers, they gave, the big men, they gave handfuls. They gave plenty of money. The poor widow hardly gave anything. She two small coins. It's not the amount. That's not what counts. It's not the status of the giver. It's not the amount that they give. That's not the creditable part. That's not the distinguishing feature. I see no difference between the ways that these people gave. The scribes and the widow, they both put it into the chest. I don't see any difference there. Nevertheless, Jesus drew a distinction between the widow and the scribes, the big men. So what can we learn from what Christ says? Well, giving is vital, you see. This is the point here. He sat down and watched the giving. This is the way that Christ's work is supported. This is the way we honor him with our substance. The point that really counts about the gift is not the size of the gift, but it's the proportion of the gift. They had given a great deal, but they had plenty left. She had given very little, but she'd given nearly all. That is the commending point for Christ, the commendable point. She gave out of her poverty. They gave out of their wealth. She was in need. A poor widow. Indeed, it's emphasized she was a widow and poor at that. These people are wealthy. She needed a livelihood. It was her daily expenses that were harrowing to her, but she still gave. And it was the proportion of the gift. She gave a huge proportion in comparison to what these men gave. And it's the attitude, it's the mind. Let me read Paul's words here. Now, these are very searching words. I could read two chapters, 2 Corinthians 8 and 2 Corinthians 9, but let me just read a few verses. I'll start at verse 5 of chapter 8 of 2 Corinthians. Paul commends these believers. They did not do as we expected. What do you mean? They gave themselves first to the Lord. They gave themselves first. That's a better way of reading it, the proper way. They didn't just give money, they gave themselves to the Lord, and then to us in keeping with God's will. That's 2 Corinthians 8, verse 5. I am not commanding you, he says to the Corinthians, but I want to test the sincerity of your love by comparing it with the earnestness of others. Now here's the great comparison. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that you, through his poverty, might become rich. Then you get this. If the willingness is there, the gift is acceptable according to what one has, not according to what he does not have. God loveth a cheerful, willing giver. And so he goes on. You get this in 9:6. Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. These are searching things. Now, we all sing the hymn by Francis Ridley Havergal, Take My Life. Take my silver and my gold. Not a mite would I withhold. Oh, my friend, it's easy to sing that. It's the heart that counts. I've said it over and over, but it comes back to my mind even as I speak. Search me, O God. Test me, try me. Look into my heart. See if there's any wicked way in me. And lead me in the way everlasting. May I not be so bound in rules and so preoccupied with the world's measure of greatness and size and all the rest of it. May I have Christ's estimate. God loves a cheerful, willing, according to what one can give and what he does give in relative proportion and the way in which he gives. May God see us, brother and sister, come through this acid test. It is a very searching test indeed.